Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve is in the morning now, 7:45 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Sedgwick County Commission approves money to study riverbank development in downtown Wichita.
Two.
Woman accused of dragging a Sedgwick County Sheriff deputy makes her first court appearance.
One.
Big storm brewing off the Gulf Coast. Could be a hurricane by Friday. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Things still going well out there in traffic in the Wichita area at the moment. We do have a stalled out vehicle, though. This could cause a traffic hazard, especially when traffic gets heavy. And this is an area where traffic gets heavy pretty quickly. I-235 southbound Zoo Boulevard. So, watch for traffic slowdown in that area. We've got a stalled out vehicle, potential traffic hazard there. Traffic update. 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and cooler today with a high of 87 degrees. This after yesterday's high of 96. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 67. Friday sunny. Tomorrow's high 89. Now a mostly cloudy sky. A northwest wind at 3 miles per hour and 68 degrees. Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Should the citizenship question be on the 2020 census? No, 3%. Yes, 97%.
Still a little lopsided there. Very overwhelming.
A little lopsided, yeah, overwhelming that the people who are visiting our website are saying, yeah, that citizenship thing should be on the census in 2020. Okay. Stocks ended today in the green Wednesday.
A big day for stocks as all three major averages close in on all-time highs. Only the NASDAQ managed to close out at a record its sixth of the year. The Dow closing up 76 points, the S&P up 13, the NASDAQ up 60. Meanwhile, the S&P hitting the 3,000 mark for the first time ever, but the index couldn't sustain that level. While the NASDAQ found its feet for record territory, its sixth record close for the year. Oil closed up 4.5% on a huge shrink in inventories as oil rigs are evacuated because of a storm in the Gulf of Mexico. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
You've been listening to our news this morning. Now it looks like that storm brewing down there is going to be a hurricane at some point, and so they're pulling the people off the rigs. And that's going to have an impact on the economy.
Sure.
The U.S. consumer prices rose just 0.1% in June as cheaper gasoline prices were offset by higher rents and auto costs. The Labor Department said today that the consumer index increased 1.6% in June from a year earlier. That is down from 1.8% in May and the second straight drop. Excluding the volatile food and energy prices, core inflation rose 0.3%. Biggest increase in 18 months. It rose 2.1% over from a year ago. Inflation has been pretty much muted through the 10-year expansion, now the longest on record, even as the unemployment rate has dropped to 3.7%, near the lowest in five decades. So inflation is just not there. It seems like there's plenty of jobs to go around. There's some good news day-to-day about the economy, Ted. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And, weather's a little nicer this morning than it was yesterday. I'll tell you what.
Not quite as oppressive.
Little change there. It's going to be a little bit nicer here for the next couple of days. And waiting to see if that if they do have a hurricane in the Gulf, will it have an impact on Wichita's weather later on? Pointing to a weaker global economy, again, rising trade tensions and chronically low inflation. Chairman Jerome Powell signaled that the Federal Reserve is likely to cut interest rates late this month for the first time in a decade. So,
really?
And that will have an impact on the markets. It
sure
always does.
Yeah.
And the price of U.S. oil climbed 4.5% yesterday.
Woo!
Benchmark U.S. crude rose $2.60 to settle at $60.43 a barrel, highest level since late May. Brent crude, the international standard, gained $2.85 to close at $67.01 a barrel. So if it's going up there, it's going to go up at the pump sometime, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted, and a growing company in Halstead. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Martin Machine and Welding in Halstead planning an expansion. The company going to invest $691,000 in a plant expansion that will lead to 30 more jobs over the next 5 years. Martin Machine will add 7,500 square feet to its 30,000 square foot headquarters. The company is a custom fabrication and welding business. It now has 63 employees. This year's race between Airbus and Boeing is not going to be much of a race. Boeing has beaten Airbus the last couple of years when it comes to airplanes delivered. Now, with the grounding of the 737 MAX aircraft and a production rate cut, there's no doubt Airbus will be the winner in 2019. Boeing had predicted as many as 900 aircraft delivered. They won't come close. Airbus predicted as many as 890 for them. And Steve talked about it just a minute ago. Federal Reserve Bank Chairman Jay Powell left little doubt as to what will happen with interest rates in the coming months. Rates are going to be cut as there are mounting challenges to the outlook for the U.S. economy. Powell told Congress that uncertainties have increased in recent months. Economic momentum has slowed, especially in some foreign countries. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And I don't think about interest rates very much from day to day, but all businesses do, because I understand most businesses have to borrow money.
Yep, it's the cost of money, you
it's
bet,
the cost
especially
of money.
Those bigger businesses that depend on that credit for things like even payroll.
Yeah, really? Okay. So I know the people in the markets pay close attention to interest rates and how they impact our economy. And it could be anything from mortgages, car payments, and whatnot. Consumer yep. credit. I try not to carry much consumer credit, if at all.
Right.
Okay, now I'm going to share this story with you because you are from the Kansas City area.
Uh-huh.
And I thought this might be relevant to you because this story comes out of Liberty, Missouri, which I believe is pretty close to Kansas City, is it not?
No, just north of Kansas City.
Yeah, uh-huh. yeah. Well, cops there didn't even need a canine officer to sniff this guy out. A man with a felony warrant passed gas so loudly while cops were searching for him that it gave up his hiding spot.
Oh, my gosh.
Police didn't name the man in their post, but said
last name Taggart?
Yeah. Said his warrant was for possession of a controlled substance.
Uncontrolled there,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Very much so.
The Clay County Sheriff's Office made a post to congratulate the Liberty Police Department on using their senses to sniff yep. him out.
My gosh.
Yeah, so that was wow. not silent but deadly.
No, I tell you.
Quite the opposite.
That's an episode. How come you never see anything like that on Cops, you know?
Yeah.
You see a guy falls through a ceiling or something like that, but nobody given the... What was that? Oh, there he is. Right? Okay.
Found him.
Yeah.
Okay. Today is... I don't know where to go with that. Except
cuff him, boys.
Let's do something else. Yeah. National Blueberry Muffin Day.
More beans, Mr.
You
Suspect?
Cuff him. I'm not cuffing him.
National Blueberry Muffin Day. In fact, right now, just within arm's length, I have not a blueberry muffin. But see what that is, Ted? The old blueberry donut. I like
nice.
Blueberries.
There it is.
National Blueberry
There's always
muffin.
One in the building on Thursday, and you usually snag it.
I got about six of them today.
What?
Apparently, well, last week, I didn't even get one because, you know, they usually bring one.
Right.
Okay?
And you usually
And if I'm
get
not
it.
There, you know, right when it comes in, some fool is going to snag it, you know? Somebody who's, you know, what I call a fool, that's anybody who's not air talent. Somebody's going to snag it. Well, I made a little bit of an objection to that.
A little bit, right.
You know,
okay.
I didn't throw a fit, but I was, anyway.
That's debatable.
I said, so whoever got the donuts this time brought in about 12 of them.
Oh, my.
Nice.
Well, see? The squeaky wheel.
Well, that's what I've always said about at work is in radio. And you know this, Bill, to be true. The squeaky wheel gets the attention. The guy.
That's no kidding.
Yeah. My experience has always been that if I complain loudly enough and longly enough, something's going to happen. Either I'll get my way or they'll be looking for a new guy and I'll be out the door. One or the other.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's kind of weird. All right, Bill, thank you.
They just want to shut you up.
Yeah. All right. Well, watch what be careful about what kind of noises you're making today, okay?
Yeah. Complaining about something that's arriving free anyway.
Yeah, it's free. Yeah. There you go. Jad's got the crybaby. Yeah. Thank you, Jad. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. And stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. Okay. We have the latest on that big storm brewing in the Gulf. Ted has sports today.
Yeah, we'll take a look at a couple of shocker minor leaguers and see how things are going down on the farm.
Plus entertainment news, right?
Yeah, we have a Wonka obituary. We have some interesting notes to pass along to you in entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather coming up. In the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.